This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Thank you for joining us this January 26, 2019. This is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks to my right. To my left is Todd Kunin. Behind the glass, as usual, is my friend, colleague, and we do some, you know, we get in trouble every once in a while, Cal. Hunter.
Frequently.
Yes.
Frequently.
So,
I'm glad about that.
But it's my good friend, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I am so happy to be back. I'm happy to be back for one thing, Denise. And that is, I want to talk about Sloppy Joes. We go over all the topics before. Everyone knows by Friday we're studying our topics.
In theory.
In theory, that's exactly. I'm studying at 5 a.m., 4 a.m.
I'm studying at 7:45, 8:45.
No, he's not. Todd comes.
I come loaded for bear.
But anyway, they're looking at, what is this about Sloppy Joes? And we're going to talk about a Sloppy Joe lawsuit. And Sloppy Joe's restaurant. I was in Florida and got to eat at Sloppy Joe's restaurant.
So everything's doing fine down here in Dutch Ladyland.
Yeah. Adam Sandler, Sloppy Joe song. But we're going to talk about Sloppy Joe's. Hold on, this is very interesting. Those of you who are excited to join us, but look, this is going to be an interesting lawsuit. It includes Hemingway in this lawsuit.
But what?
Yes, Hemingway is, I mean, he's not being sued, but his name pops up in this lawsuit. So we're going to discuss that. And I've actually talked to and received a text back from our expert in trademark law, Buddy Pohl, and it is so funny. I said, Buddy, can you trademark the word Sloppy Joe or Sloppy Joe restaurant? And because generic terms are very difficult.
Even Kleenex, which was originally a trade name, is now a generic term.
That's exactly right. And he said, Sloppy Joe, this is a text for him. Fred, generic. It might pass, but hard to enforce. Thanks for the deep analysis, buddy.
You could have said that.
I could have said that. So anyway, that comes straight from the trademark lawyer. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. We got a lot of other things to talk about. We're gonna talk about the Second Amendment. There's gonna be the court's taken up one of the first Second Amendment cases in
since 2010.
Yeah, so that's gonna be interesting. It's in New York. It's about handguns. There's gonna be controversy when we talk about it. Again, we're politically neutral, but we are gonna talk about both sides. We're gonna talk about this Covington teen lawsuit. Alleged. Threat of a lawsuit by their lawyers, a lawyer apparently that said, I'll represent you guys for free. We're going to talk about the Detroit Tigers, Miguel Cabrera. That is interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. We're not going to tell him. Don't tell him anymore.
No.
Melky.
And
yes.
And Mrs. Melky milking it.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Joe Montana investing in marijuana.
No.
Say hello to my little friend.
Guess what? There's also a lawsuit being filed over the alleged interference with the Saints wide receiver during the playoffs.
That ticked me off. But I'm just going to say, as my teaser for this one, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Really?
No, not kidding.
Oh,
and
geez.
I've got some very important insight with that. I mean, wait to hear the insight I have about that. Yep.
I think there may be a connection between the referee and the Joe Montana pot story.
Oh, maybe. Oh. There could be.
Allegedly.
Maybe the Mueller probe, too. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know what he's probing.
Okay, we've got... I know everybody out there is on the edge of their seat. Yes, we're going to talk more about Stormy Daniels and Avenatti. That's her lawyer. Yes, I know you guys are waiting for that, and you want more. We're bringing you more on that story.
What about Stone?
We're going to talk about that.
Why do I feel like we're delving into soap opera Harlequin romance territory every time Stormy Daniels' name comes up?
You can't. It's like an accident on the side.
I know. You have to
slow down and look. It's just, you know, the people that drives you nuts, you're driving. It's like, why is it backed up for the freeway for a mile? You're like, must be an accident. Sure enough, it's on the other side. Everyone's slowing down to look.
They're all rubbernecking.
Anytime Stormy Daniels comes up, you got to rubberneck. You know? You got to stop and look. You know, I don't know.
Stormy Daniels, Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's, there you go.
Joe Montana.
You can tie them all together. A theme here. We got to make it. Look.
I'm not touching that one.
I was going to say, this episode of Radio Law Talk has the makings of a country music song, if ever there was one.
And we might make one afterwards. Todd's got a band. We can do it. Google and Europe online privacy statute issues we're going to bring up. If we can get all to this, and all of a sudden, Mueller. What's Mueller going to do after he's done with this probe? Does he have a job?
He's going to go back to his private law firm that he was working at before he started doing
this. And make billions.
And go back and make millions. And then do what Ken Starr and everybody else does.
Write a book.
Make a ton of money, either writing a book or hitting the lecture circuit.
Yeah.
Or being hired as a consultant for whatever. I mean, look, this whole probe thing just set him up. If he wasn't already set up before, for years to come, the cash will be flowing.
Because he has become the hero of the party that originated the whole probe, and therefore they're going to see that they can make sure he gets paid.
You're going to see him.
He's a hero for a lot of people, even no matter what party, because he's very good at what he does.
You're going to see these
things.
What has he
done?
You're going to see these
things. He's had
more
convictions than anybody else.
My point is,
what he's trying to say, any Democratic convictions?
Yeah, he was hired.
No.
He was hired for collusion. Can anyone tell me, after 2 years and 3 months, how many collusion charges or anything close to it have even been filed?
None.
And how is he good at what he does?
That's
my question.
Collusion is obstruction of justice, and he has obstruction of justice.
He was hired to find collusion between the Trump Organization and Russia for purposes of the election. He's found nothing.
He has found a lot of obstruction of justice, people lying after the fact, and stuff
seems to happen, but he's found nothing regarding his initial mandate to find collusion relating to the election.
And I don't agree.
That's why we are Radio Law Talk.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. That's why we're politically neutral, because we're going to argue both sides. And who knows, Todd might be completely for Mueller, but he just argued that. You never know.
I will tell you that if my family members ever came on the show, they would attest to the fact that throughout my entire life, I was always the one that would pick a side just to keep the argument going.
Me too.
Todd is causing problems. Wait a minute, I thought you believed this.
Well, that's not the point. It's like that old Bugs Bunny cartoon where he's sitting there talking between the two French. If somebody told me my rabbit wasn't mine, I'd tweak his pink tomato nose.
Nice. 855 Law Radio, if you want to call in. We're going to have Case or No Case, which is the favorite of everybody, coming up. And I don't know, believe it or not, I always listen to the show when I'm away, and I was so busy I did not listen to the show. That is a rare. I listen to it every single
time. We had a twist, Mr. Penny.
But I know, I'm sure there is. I'll go back and listen to it. Don't tell me about it. Okay. I don't want to hear about it.
It's really funny.
You'll like it.
Remember, seek counsel for any and all legal issues you have. We're talking general topics of law. Do not go before your court or your tribunal and say,
Todd Kunin and Fred Penny said so, and Denise Durst corroborated it.
No, worse than that. Cal, the producer, said.
please don't do that.
That's exactly right. So do not do that. Find a local lawyer. Remember, tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
Hashtag us at Case or No Case when we do Case or No Case.
Yeah, we're going to do Case or No Case when we come back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, segment 2 of Hour 1, coming right up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we got someone on the phone. Cal, you gotta, I mean, we get these phone calls. I don't know. You tell me, Cal, what's going on?
every once in a while we get a random phone call.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is random, but somebody has something to take up with Mr. Kunin. His name is Timothy. Tim, go ahead if you would, please.
Jump on him, Tim.
Yeah, tell us what are you?
Well, good morning, I guess, first of all.
Yeah.
I know Todd's not looking at his phone this morning, or he would have recognized that I texted him that there is no way that he should be slapping country music from a car like that.
All right, look, I did see the text message, Mr. Timothy, because I had made the reference that this show has the makings of a good country music.
I don't know how that's
and I said his band could make a song out of this segment, Tim. Is that what you're going to do, Timothy? Make a song about this segment?
No. I, there's plenty of those songs to go around in my great state, and one more would just add a burden to the pile.
And what, pray tell, great state are you calling us from, Tim? I think I know.
I think you know I am from the great state of Tennessee, Todd's former practice area.
Yes!
I really called in this morning just to tell all the hosts and other co-hosts that Todd has a tinge of hillbilly hidden deep down inside of him that he may not have exposed to you just yet.
Oh, yeah, it's not that much. Trust me, it comes out a lot.
Every time he hears the Orange Blossom special, he starts dancing that. What's that dance they call on the porch with the banjo? I don't know what it's called, but that kind of dancing. That's
all I know is one thing. We're not on any stations in Tennessee for a reason. Probably because Todd's still on the show. Every state is picking us up. Tennessee refuses.
Yeah, as long as he's on the show.
What's up with that, Timothy?
The show just to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, your fault, Timothy, not getting us on a country station back there in Tennessee. So when we do that, we'll let Todd speak a little more about Tennessee.
What market are you in, Timothy? And we'll reach out and see if we can get on the air there after this segment.
East Tennessee, up near Bristol.
Okay,
nice. Right on the Tennessee Virginia border.
Racecarville.
That's Bristol Motor Speedway.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. We're gonna jump in the case or no case. Go ahead and tweet in your answer or
hashtag
text
it. Case or no case.
Or you can text the Tennessee
If you text me, I'll relay your answer on case or no case that we're getting into right now.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our case or no case has some historical implications now, and I take you to New York City. Mm-hmm. His name was Gustavus Lindenmuller, a barkeeper during the Civil War in New York City. Lindenmuller shared a frustration with hundreds of thousands of his fellow New Yorkers during the Civil War when coins were still made out of precious metals, copper, silver, and gold. There came a panic. Because of the war and the uncertainty of the fate of the Union and its currency, people hoarded their coins. And so there were very few, if any, in circulation on the street. That means no one could ride the trolley with exact change, which slowed everything down. Lindenmuller's bar couldn't give out exact change to his patrons, and he usually got shorted on the deal. So he said, I will make my own coins, or Lindenmuller tokens, as they were called. And he handed those out to his clients rather than giving them coin change that he would have normally given them. The Transit Authority decided to accept them. Everybody did. Lindenmuller, it was said, made about a million of these tokens or coins, and they sell for about 35 bucks each on the Internet now. They were common tender until the Transit Authority came to Lindenmuller's bar to redeem the tokens for actual cash. And this is where the case comes in. He looked at them and said, you got to be kidding me. And so they called the law. Now, did I ask you, Mr. Kunin?
What? Okay.
Case
yes.
Or no case?
Case or no case. So, what's his name, Lindenmuller?
Lindenmuller. Gustavus Lindenmuller.
Is Gustavus Lindenmuller in trouble for creating a form of currency that, in essence, had no backing? For the longest time, gold was the backing
right.
for
And nobody
US
in New York cared. They just spent them like they were real currency because there were no coins available. So.
Well, I would say that this is a case. I'm going to say this because I think this is just too complex for even you to make up. So I'm going to say that this is a case, and I'm going to say that ultimately they get no recovery because anybody can start any form of currency that they want. I don't know that he was necessarily defrauding anybody. I just for reasons that I can't explain, I am going out to the ether and saying my gut tells me, and it's a growing gut, by the way, that no, there is no recovery. A case and Linda Mueller wins.
All right, Mr. Penny, what is your thought?
So, you know, in the 1930s during the war in Canada, they actually did start making their own currency. And my family, my wife's side of the family is from Canada, and they owned a mercantile in Canada. And I have some of the actual silver mercantile token coins.
Cool.
From the 1930s from the mercantile. Let's do a shout out to the Raymond Mercantile. And they did that because of this reason. And what it was for, it was for turning in to trade. It was actually more of a bartering tool, because I'm going to say it's a case, but my answer is, along with Todd's, he loses because the only entity that can make, quote, currency is a government entity and not individuals. Therefore, it is not currency or claimed to be currency, and therefore he cannot claim, that individual cannot claim that he wants money for the currency.
The transit authority cannot come in and say, give me this an equivalent of U.S. currency.
I know that sounded like a Princess Bride answer, but it was. So that is my explanation, and I think I'm going to...
So, Lyndon, so your case is, it's a case, and Lyndon Mueller doesn't have any liability.
Doesn't have any liability.
I like that.
Denise, what are your thoughts?
Okay. Well, my thoughts are this. He's making his own token, and these tokens are making it to the transit authority and allowing people to get on the transit, I'm assuming.
He made them the same size and weight.
Exactly.
As coins, yes.
And mm-hmm. So the transit authorities came back and said, give us the money, buddy, because we didn't get it. And I think that the judge did injunctive relief and kept him from minting the tokens.
Hmm.
So I'll let you know if it's a case or no case. When we come back.
Yeah, hold on to that. Let's not give
it. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. Answer to Case or No Case coming up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty and Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L.
Dirks.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Congressional negotiators have 3 weeks to come up with a border security plan that President Trump will approve or the government will shut down on February 15th. New York Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks on the Foreign Affairs Committee tells CNN the House and Senate members will approach the talks differently than the president.
They cannot just stand behind the president when he's talking just about a campaign promise that he knew he could not live up to in the first place, because the Mexicans will not pay for this wall, and the wall, as he has depicted it, is not something that will keep America secure.
In Denver, EPA attorney Matt Castelli urges Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette to do what she can to ensure there won't be another shutdown.
Please support legislation to take shutdowns off the table and take federal employees off the table as bargaining chips. We can't take this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. I did it. I finally invented the perfect deal. KFC Famous Bowls are now just $3. That's a whole pound of a good deal. Do you like mashed potatoes and gravy? How about potatoes and gravy and corn? Or mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken? Maybe even mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and chicken and cheese. You do? Well, you can get a whole pound of it together in a bowl for just $3. Or try it spicy. What a time to be alive! KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. Signature flavor charge may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spouse support.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So that is what's called a subliminal message commercial that Cal was running with Denise talking in the background. That's a great way to push Denise.
When in doubt, don't play it just once. Play it twice.
Denise, what do you say? What say you about case or no case?
Well, I'd like to say that it's a case. But something's telling me it's not.
Oh, no.
Dang it. I think he was reading a historical book. And, I just tried to think about what they could do. Transit authorities sues him. They get injunctive relief. They get him to stop doing the tokens. That's too easy. I have to say no case.
Ooh, good. Good way to go out.
Go big or go home.
I think you might be. That's a good strategy, young lady.
I like the strategy. I think it's a great strategy.
Okay, so
and you know why I think it's a great strategy?
Because I got points to
because
lose.
All of those who think it was not a case, raise your hand.
Wait.
You said not a case.
But did you guys both say case?
Yes.
Oh, holy cow.
Oh, Denise. You went out on a limb and you fell.
Yes, it is out of the historical book, but, you know, you can read those books and then you can look up cases out of them, which is something that I occasionally like to do. Mr. Linda Mueller laughed in their face. At the end of it, the transit authorities decided to take it to the feds. The feds filed the case. He was outlawed from making the coins anymore, and the federal government, in fact, replaced it with its own coin of the same size, but not out of precious metal, that was worth 2 cents. And so from that point forward, people in New York could put in the fare box their 2 cents worth.
Nice.
And there you have.
So we went, Todd. We nailed it. High five. I was right on saying that there's no, they cannot, he cannot.
Oh, and he said he couldn't.
Yeah, he can't.
Lyndon Mueller's response was, I didn't make a contract with you. Yep. I was giving these to my customers. I didn't make a deal with you that I'd trade these for metal for real money. What do you want from me? And they, that's when they went to the feds and said, okay, we can't get our money, but this has got to stop because we can't get our money.
That's right. Okay.
Now, what does that have to do with Sloppy Joe's?
Well, now that's a great question.
So what that has to do with Sloppy Joe's is I was in St. Petersburg, Florida. Yep. This is Adam Sandler does a Sloppy Joe song on SNL that is famous.
And my breath makes up tuna, and there's lots of black hairs coming out of my nose.
He's talking about the lunch lady. Yeah, that's the lunch lady.
Hokies and grinders, navy beans.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here comes Sloppy
navy
Joe's.
Navy beans, meatloaf sandwich.
Talks about the Sloppy Joe's. Do you guys remember, in grammar school, us who are older, that's Denise, that excludes you because you're 25 or 26. So, Cal, you remember the day that we had to go in there? And Sloppy Joe's was, you know, I'm sorry, Michelle Obama, but that doesn't work at my school.
That was one of the best lunch days
ever. You can't beat a Sloppy Joe, Mrs. Obama.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Tomato sauce, hamburger, maybe a little seasoning, a little onion. Yeah.
Onion,
dump it on a hamburger bun.
Oh,
how did it get any better than that?
Oh, and if you die because of it, that's okay.
Oh, well.
What
a way to go.
So Sloppy Joe's. So I roll in to St. Petersburg, Florida, and I am there to go to the East-West Shrine football game. By the way, you know, little plug, my son-in-law is playing the East-West Shrine game. And, by the way, he's playing today in the Reese's Senior Bowl.
Which is a big deal. That's where all the pro scouts are.
Yeah. So, yeah, good for my son-in-law, who we're hoping will be in the NFL. So, as I'm there, I see Sloppy Joe's. Everyone says, you got to go to Sloppy Joe's restaurant. And we went to Sloppy Joe's restaurant. It's on near St. Pete's Island or Beach and or Treasure Island out there. And it's right there on the beach, and what a wonderful restaurant. And my wife's picking some off-the-wall thing. I said, I looked at the waiter, and I gave him this look. I go, he goes, what would you like to order? I said, I'm a dude. What do you think? He goes, Sloppy Joe's for you. I said, that's exactly right. So I had Sloppy Joe's there. But I found out there was a lawsuit that occurred because of the Sloppy Joe's restaurant. Not the one there, but in Key West, Florida. This is the history. Here's the history. 1933 to 1937, approximately. There was a guy by the name of, Sloppy Joe Russell was his name, and he was a friend of Hemingway's. And there was the morgue, the old morgue, that's what it was. The old morgue, he turned into a restaurant, and he served the special food, and apparently it was a Sloppy Joe food.
The Soylent Green Sloppy Joe.
And from 1933 to 1937, he did that, and then he moved. He moved a half a block away and opened up his own restaurant. And so what happened is that the original morgue is still there, apparently, and the original morgue still serves that and calls itself the original Sloppy Joe,
restaurant,
whatever. Okay. And then, yet Sloppy Joe's, which is Sloppy Joe Russell's place, says that you're infringing on our trademark. And a lawsuit occurs in 2004, and it gets settled out. But the interesting thing is, according to historians, Hemingway went to both restaurants. So they settled out of court. Guess, I want the three of you to just really quickly tell me, stop reading it, but don't you read it.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, good girl.
I'm looking at lemon bars.
Good girl. Tell me what.
Let me get this straight. Fred is going over a case and all of this. Yeah. Denise is over there checking Pinterest, lemon bars, doing. Yeah, you still talking, big guy? Yeah, okay, I'm over here.
I wonder if we don't have any listeners.
I'm updating my email address. You know,
I'm plugged into what you're saying.
What happens? What happens, you guys that are making fun of me? What happens in this case? I know it's not, I should have done this a case or no case.
Right.
But what's the settlement? It settles out. Todd, what happens?
So one is suing the other for copyright, for trademark infringement.
The original Sloppy Joe Russell place that moved from the original Sloppy Joe restaurant. And which is now called Captain Tony's Saloon or Saloon, whatever you want to call it. It's a bar. Sloppy Joe's bar sues Captain Tony's, says you can't use Sloppy Joe name.
I'm going to say.
And by the way, that is a generic term, right?
That's what I'm going to say.
That's hard.
I'm going to say that would be like McDonald's suing Burger King for using the word hamburger. You can't do it. It's a type of food. It's whatever. So, that's just not.
I say it depends on when the suit was filed, how far down the road.
2004.
Of this. Oh, well then, yeah.
Yeah.
2004.
Yeah,
generic term.
And let me tell you what Buddy Pohl said in his text, and I mentioned earlier. Generic. It might pass, but it's going to be hard to enforce using the Sloppy Joe name. So
now Buddy Pohl is a previous expert who's been on the show.
Yes, and he does
copyright.
Copyright. And, that's right.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought I mentioned. Okay, so you say that
they lose. It's too generic.
They both get to keep the name Sloppy Joe.
Yes.
I agree.
You agree? Cal?
I don't.
What do you say happened?
I think the second restaurant.
And it's a settlement. It's a settlement.
I think they had to change their name or their marketing some way so that the term Sloppy Joe's, one could say the original Sloppy Joe, and the other guy could say Sloppy Joe. That's my, something like that. That's
all I
got
to say, the closest one to the answer is Cal. So what happened is, so the original Sloppy Joe Russell restaurant that was in the morgue, that is now still there, called Captain Tony's Saloon. I mean, Saloon, yeah, that's what you call it. Can use the name, quote, the original Sloppy Joe's from 1933 to 1937. And the other Sloppy Joe restaurant has the right to use the name, the original Sloppy Joe's. Huh. So now you got the original Sloppy Joe, which is the Sloppy Joe Russell's, and you've got the original Sloppy Joe's since from 1933 to 1937, which is in the morgue. So when you go to Key West, Florida, and you want to eat a Sloppy Joe's, you can go to the morgue, which is the original 1933 to 1937 Sloppy Joe's, or you can go to the original Sloppy Joe's.
Do they taste different?
I don't know. I went to the original Sloppy Joe's, which is not the one in Key West, but they put one out in St. Petersburg also.
I just want to know what possesses somebody who wants to open a restaurant to look at a morgue and go, that's
where we need to eat.
You guys got a pizza oven in there? Yeah, we bumped this thing up to about 3,000 degrees. Okay.
That's exactly right. It's 1933. What else they got going? You know, do we have anything around here? No, there's only the morgue left, so we'll take that.
Are those chicken fingers? Well, they're fingers.
Guess what, though? Guess what? This is Key West, Florida during Hemingway times. Who knows what was going on? So anyway, there's my Sloppy Joe thing. You guys want to get Sloppy Joe's? Go try the different ones in Key West, Florida, or go to St. Petersburg and eat it. By the way, the Sloppy Joe's, all right. My wife and my mom made better ones. We'll be right back to talk about more law.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. There's more coming up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs and Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At SavedByTheScan.org.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
You know, there's a Second Amendment case that is coming before the Supreme Court, and Denise, it has been since 2010, I believe, and since a Second Amendment case has come before the United States Supreme Court, and in fact, a number of them have come before the Supreme Court, but they have denied cert, which in other words means they denied to review it. But this one they've agreed to take up and discuss and come out with an opinion on. And it's out of New York City gun law that regulates where a licensed handgun owners can take their firearm. Basically, the New York gun law says, in essence, if you have a handgun that is licensed, which probably 90% of them are not in bad guys' hands, but if it's a licensed handgun owners, if the law blocks you from removing it from that house, unless you take it to a nearby, quote, authorized small arms range shooting or club. And so basically that firearm has to stay in your house, but you can only take it to a certain places. And the argument becomes, well, wait a minute. What about my home in Nantucket? Or not that that's, you know.
Well, I'm traveling to Montana. They allow guns there. Why can't I take my handgun to Montana?
Or can I take my handgun to a range that is 150 miles away that's not on the, quote, authorized range, you know. So that's what it comes down to. What's so – that's the interesting thing about this.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about this is the first time that the Supreme Court has really addressed this since 2010. In 2010, it just seemed to me that the big issue before the court was there was a big question about whether or not the Second Amendment, based upon the way that it's worded, and it was common language at the time that it was written, but it uses words and sentence structure that's not common to the way we speak today. And so the big question before the Supreme Court at that time was, does the Second Amendment exist only to allow people to form a militia, or is it a right for all individuals, regardless? And the basic ruling of the Supreme Court was, the Second Amendment is a right for everyone to keep and bear arms, and the part that the prefatory clause, where it talks about to a well-regulated militia being important for necessity for a free state, is an example of why somebody might keep and bear arms, but it doesn't limit it. That doesn't represent the limit as to.
Right. In other words, you could bear arms even if you're not part of a legitimate militia.
And I think that this case here, what it's really going to, in my opinion, boil down to is the restriction imposed by New York basically is saying you can keep arms in your home, but you can't bear them. And the Supreme Court came out and said there are two different meanings to keep and bear. Keep means you can keep it in your house. Bear means you can take it with you wherever you go. And I think that the issue here is going to be, what is the legitimate purpose on the part of the government in creating a restriction on what appears to be a constitutional protection, and we'll see how the court...
And it's definitely going to involve the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be probably the Full Faith and Credit Clause. So there's going to be some interesting things that are going to come out of this, not just Second Amendment, but it's going to be other types of constitutional arguments.
I predict that this will affect the ability, you know, right now, for example, in the state of California, you can carry firearms around if you have a concealed weapons permit. And a lot of people have said, well, why do I need a permit to exercise a right guaranteed me under the Second Amendment to the Constitution? I don't need a permit to exercise my First Amendment rights or anything like that. And so this is going to affect any state that has any restriction on the ability to carry around firearms. And, you know, some people might look at it and say that the news article we're looking at says the newly cemented or solidified conservative majority on the Supreme Court is going to decide this. I think, and we've talked about this on the show before.
It's CNN. It's a CNN article.
Yeah.
Very brief. I mean, so there's nothing we're really relying on. It's just they mention it.
But the thing that we've talked about before is I don't think you can necessarily predict how a court is going to rule based upon the politics of the individual that appointed them. Justice Roberts has certainly made decisions that you would have never expected would have come from somebody appointed by a conservative in George Bush. The justice that just retired, Justice Stevens, was appointed by Reagan, and he was certainly a swing vote either way. And so I don't know what the court's going to do, to be quite honest. I just don't, and I don't think anybody does.
Well, the nice thing about it is it's coming up, and everyone's, you know, what's Kavanaugh going to do? It's all about Kavanaugh. What's he going to do? But who brought this lawsuit, by the way, is the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, and they're the ones bringing this lawsuit before. And believe me, there's going to be more Second Amendment lawsuits coming forth because, for example, California is becoming very restrictive, and this is not a political Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian thing, but it is a fact that California is becoming very restrictive on guns, ammo. You now have to, register? You have to go, basically kind of register to buy your ammunition. I don't know if the word register, I haven't gone out and
yes,
buy it.
Register and background check.
You do a full thing just to buy
just
ammunition.
Just like you're buying a gun. Almost the same process.
So, I mean, it gets to the point where it's going to be...
Is it all ammunition? I thought it was limited to special types
of ammunition. There may be certain types. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's ammunition. They're just doing a background check on you, you know.
Yeah. Why would they do .22 or shotgun shells? I don't know, because...
BB guns.
BB guns.
Yeah, well, please not BB guns.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on. we're going to follow this very carefully and closely because this is going to be some interesting stuff we're going to talk about. Because
you know who's going to want to carry their gun around with them?
I think Joe Montana.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because
why, Denise?
Because he is investing in marijuana in California. Now, we talked about the new marijuana laws. That was one of the very first shows we had. And one thing that came out of that was that California had restricted...
Yep, keep on.
And they had restricted the people who could invest in and actually start to do the marijuana trade. And it was limited for several years to only those businesses or people who have been residing in California at the time that the laws changed. And, of course, Joe Montana resides in California, and he has now got his own entity that he has decided to invest in different things, and he's investing in marijuana.
Yeah, what it is, it's called Caliva, a San Jose, California-based group that there, which includes a farm they're going to put together, a retail store, and a distribution center. They're raising $75 million. And let me tell you, this is big money. Everyone thinks, oh, the pot thing is just, you know, George from up hillbilly way. No, it's not. It's big business now. I know in Colorado, I brought this up before, it's indoor grows. And who's making a lot of the money? Think of the gold rush times. Cal, I know you're nodding. Who made the money? Did the gold miners make the money?
Nope.
Nope. It was the guys selling at the general store.
Is it right? Strauss selling their pants.
That's
the shovel
exactly
guy.
Right. The shovel guy. The person making scrambled eggs for breakfast or selling eggs. And who's making money is the light companies that do the lights, the fertilizer company, the et cetera, et cetera. They're booming.
What are the PR things about this? Because you know Montana. Look, he has an image, and as much as California is a pro-marijuana state, you know that there are going to be people that are conservative, maybe folks in Kansas City where he played as well, that are like, really, Joe? Really? And one of the PR things I thought was a kind of a stroke of genius is they put in here that one of his interests in the marijuana industry is to come up with and solidify an alternative to opioids to manage pain, because if there's anybody that knows what it's like to be in chronic pain, it's Joe Montana, and to really use marijuana as a way to stem the tide of this opioid crisis of people dying for accidental overdoses by the use of prescription pain medication.
Yeah, because,
I thought that was a pretty good way for him to
start. I like it too, because right now for opioid use, they only have certain options which require treatments. I mean, it's methadone, that type of stuff, which is highly addictive too.
Yeah, yeah,
and so that's one of the things about Montana. But the other thing is about pain in general, right, and the medical uses that you have for different types. There's two strains of marijuana, but one strain doesn't get you high, one does.
Hemp.
But they do both
hemp.
Have yeah. or hemp. Hemp. They both do have medical purposes.
Well, he said, I can provide relief to many people and can make a serious impact on the opioid use or addiction. So that's what he said. He's investing in it, so there you go.
And there's other people that are too, just so you know.
Yeah, and this is Venture Capital Fund. So we'll be back next hour. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things, including the Covington teen attorneys giving journalists 48 hours.
Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk is coming right up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.